You know London, it's love or hate it. Some will say it's a shithole with a nice centre. Some will say it's the best city in the world. Personally, I don't go as far as loving it. I just like London. It's better than many other places and as well worse than others. But it's not of London that I mean to tell tonight, rather of something that happened there. I was a sales representative at the time, travelling all around the world to meet customers. I must say it was not a bad job, for I did not have anyone waiting for me at home and enjoyed an almost total freedom. That particular day, I had a customer sign a contract for a rather big supply. The deal was sealed at a restaurant late night, and I was quite happy with it. However happy, my face could tell that I had enough for the day and craved going back to my hotel room. So I greeted my newly acquired customers and walked to the closest tube station. My feet were cold in those ideals. Not surprisingly, it was February, and cold wind blew up the strand as I was finally getting to my hotel. The warmth of my room welcomed me. I immediately put away my coat. My skirt, shoes, and tie soon followed that same destiny. I laid on the bed with my eyes closed, unsure if to take a nap that way or regain some composure. No, I didn't, in fact, and instead my hand fell to my crotch, starting to tickle my clit. Pity I had no toys with me. I've always been shy to show my toys to the security guard checking my hand luggage at the airport, and as well never wanted to lose one should the airline mess with my checked-in baggage. Toys are a treat for when I am at home. I slipped two fingers in my pussy, more enjoying the feeling of having something inside than really finger-fucking myself. I licked them clean, removing the white filaments of my fingers, tasting them slightly acidic. Soon then, I decided to take a shower and go to sleep, so I undressed completely and started getting my things ready to get under the shower. There was a rather impressive mirror in the room, fixed just above the desk, which reflected my image and attracted my attention. I love my body. I will be honest here, I can put down a long report of flaws about it just like any other woman can do, but when I am alone and see my image reflected into a mirror, I think it's damn hot. It's a pretty fuckable body. Was I a man, I would like to see those boobs jump at every blow and fuck until my balls sash. It's probably what many of my customers think too. Not that I mind, one shall be an idiot to buy a ton of frozen food just in the hope to get a fuck with a sales representative. I love that narrow waist and well-proportioned boobs. I stretched in front of the mirror to see that hint of a stomach lodged back and look absolutely flat. Yes, now it was perfect. I followed the landing strip on my crotch. Perfect. It was an experiment a few years before. I wanted to try if it was more comfy to shave a little down there. My sensitivity improved so much that I had kept that hair tight since then. Well done. Enough playing. Got to have that shower, I thought. So I turned to get my hairbrush left on the bed, and my eyes were attracted by the black figure standing at the window on the other side of the road. There was a building, in fact, a bank, I think, or maybe an insurance company, and someone was definitely working long hours. I walked to the window, and the office worker waved me a salute with his hand. I wasn't sure if I was in front of the last manic killer or had just given a show to someone normal. Still, there were two windows and a road between us. I replied the salute and showed him my back, with my hands at my knees and wiggling my bottom. I could see him smiling in his office. I turned and stretched like a cat, winning up my boobs with my hands, landing a round neck on my nipples. His hand fell to his crotch, and I saw the typical gesture of someone who is uncomfortably hard. I cannot tell exactly what went on at the other side of the street, but I can bet he was disappointed when I turned it back. He just did not know I was going to return holding a paper against the window. It could read, Room 431. The guy jumped, and I saw him running across the empty office. I barely had the time to put down that paper that I heard a knock at the door. When I opened the door, I found a typical office worker in a full dark suit, the tie loosened around his neck, blue eyes and dark blonde hair, very British, in some ways that was a fantasy coming true. Who has never fantasized on all the British accountants flooding the tube after 5 p.m.? "Hello, I'm James," he said, admiring my naked body standing on the door. I smiled. "I'm Theodora," and added, "from Greece," as I noticed my name's on the dot. He started, "So, Theodora," but couldn't finish the sentence as I landed a kiss on his mouth and dragged him in the room. He had a beard of a couple of days. I loved feeling it against my cheeks, my lips scratching it with my teeth as I helped him undress, leaving a trail of clothes on the floor. His tie and shirt were removed in a rush, with our lips sticking into a French kiss. I fumbled with his belt while his hands were exploring my ass, rubbed my body against his while kneeling to put down his pants, leaving him with a pretty big bulge showing through his boxers. My hands rubbed it over the stretchy fabric. I felt his cock pulsate like a snake and grabbed the edge of his boxers to pull them down. His cup sprang up fiercely, pointing right at my mouth. It smelled of man, a bit too big to fit comfortably into my mouth. I blew it quickly, moving his foreskin up and down. Pulling it away, I passed the tip of my tongue around the tip, felt him shudder under my tongue, and moved my mouth along the shaft to swallow as much as I could take. I loved that feeling of a hard cock in my mouth, and his precum wetting the tip, salty taste of man. I stood up to quickly fumble into my bag to find the condom I knew was there, just to quickly return to his cock and unroll it with my hands. I looked up while swallowing his cock one other time. He looked so excited. How different could it be? I kissed him hard and let him feel his own taste into my mouth. I love that. Sharing each other's taste in a kiss is one of the most erotic things for me. Clinging our tongues, he pushed me on the bed and quickly spread my legs. His face hid between my legs, severing the scent of my pussy and licking drops of juices. Then he raised up and, without many ceremonies, sank into me with one fluid motion. I kept my breath. I hugged his back with my legs. I was so ready for his cock to open me up and give me the fuck I needed. Holding up on his hands, he started fucking my cunt quickly. My sights raising blow after blow. I knew I was going to be quick. We were both too excited. We let go of our inhibition and openly yelled our pleasure, desperate for relief. The bed started squeaking under our moves. My clit was inflamed and I could imagine my juices soaking his crotch. He raised up and kept pumping while watching me, my boobs wobbling up and down, my body arching. It was an explosion. A firework of pleasure that made my body shake under its blows. Another and another, my body arched against this, enjoying the last few sparks of pleasure leaving the bodies of two exhausted strangers laying one on the other. The morning after, they made Fonda room 431 paper on the desk and wondered what the reason was to write it on the paper when it's already on the key holder. There are some odd people at the world.